Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk, my pleasure to welcome in now Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief of thebirdrights.com. Ali, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great, Christian. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Hey, what's your favorite thing about Carnival?
Oof, man, I can't pick one.
Maybe are you a big 10, Carnival guy?
Not one. Not in the last couple of years because I've been out of town too much, but previously it was, of course, just enjoying the parades, spending a whole day, Saturday and Sunday, doing nothing.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, Ali, is I don't know, I've been to countless Mardi Gras, right? And I still, I guess what's attractive for me about it is there's these fleeting moments where I still feel like a kid occasionally watching it. You know what I mean? Like I'm in awe of it, production of it, and how it all goes down. I just think that's the neat part about it. I'm 41 years old, and it gives me the ability to feel like I'm 10 sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Reliving some of your favorite memories. And I haven't had the privilege of living in New Orleans my whole life. I didn't move down here. I was about 25, so I don't have what you've got in your mind. But I'll tell you what, I've made up for it since then.
Well done. Ali, let's get to the Pelicans. They're back in action out of the All-Star break tomorrow against Portland. I want you to give me the reason why, two things, the reason why the Pelicans will make the postseason this year and why they won't make the postseason.
All right. The harder one of the two is, of course, them making it. You know, sitting 5.5 games out, it was tough they didn't get that OKC one right before the break. But look, they've got a chance, I feel like, to go 5-1 here. Portland tomorrow, Damian Lillard. The only two tough matchups in these next six games are the Lakers. If they could just beat them once, the rest of the guys are really cupcakes. So they could get off to a great start, and you ride that momentum to where over the last 15 games, you're only playing one playoff caliber team. So you get off to a great start now. I feel like you can ride that momentum. And, of course, you know, you're going to coast to a nice winning at least two-thirds of your games. That could be enough because Memphis, they're going to struggle. Portland looks like they're going to struggle without Damian Lillard. Memphis, because they don't have an easy schedule. They've got the toughest, and they're a bunch of rookies. On the flip side, you don't see them making it for all the reasons I think I've just mentioned, right? If they don't get off to a good start, all it takes is one injury, one slump, a couple of bad games, and all of a sudden you lose like 2, 3, 4 games that you should have won. And when you think about this, Pelicans are 5.5 out. Say the Grizzlies finish 14-14. That means the Pelicans need to go 20-7 just to catch up and beat them by a game.
Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief of thebirdrights.com. What is your – okay, so now you laid those out. What do you think will happen? The Pelicans get close? They don't come close at all? Or they end up punching their ticket to the postseason?
I think they're going to come close. I'm not one of the guys that's waving like it's 50-50 type odds. I think it's more like 30% just because we know how it normally works, right, Christian? 30 games is still a lot, right? It's 27, but let's just say 30. For argument's sake, and anything can happen in those 30, to where I can only remember once, and that was just 2 years ago, where the Pelicans really finished strong just to eke into the playoffs, where they relied on a 10-game winning streak. Then they won 6 in a row to get in, which, of course, turned into another 10-game winning streak when they swept the Blazers. So it's going to be that type of, I feel like, achievement they're going to require, right, to get just to get in, just to squeak in. And it's just hard to imagine what just so rarely happens in history.
Ali, when you know this, you know this is your wheelhouse. When you hear that Alvin Gentry is the reason why the Pelicans won't make the postseason, what is your reaction to that?
Well, I first laugh, and then I usually look at the source, and it's a bad argument because all they point to is win-loss record, right? Look, I've been around Alvin now for better part of 2.5, almost 3 years, and this guy knows how to coach. His whole staff knows how to coach, and we've seen how they can develop players, and we've seen when guys are healthy. And he's got the guys that, you know, can play in the system that are league caliber type of players. He wins. The problem is it just hasn't happened nearly enough. And so everybody's pointing to that. So I really just laugh it off at this point. There's no sense in getting mad. You're not going to change too many people's minds, Christian. You know this. Any sport, people relate it to just the easiest, most basic of simple explanations. And for Alvin, it's always going to be his losing record. It's always going to be against him.
Yeah, it's always fire the coach, fire the quarterback, or in this case, you know, the big star on the team, move him along, et cetera, et cetera. Look, I've dealt with it plenty on the Saints side of things. Ollie, so if the Pelicans ultimately do not make the playoffs, I guess what would be the reasonable expectation of what they'll want to focus on in the offseason? Where do they need to get better?
Well, I think they still need to figure that out, but I have a feeling that they've already kind of know. Of course, Brandon Ingram's going to get re-signed to the max. Forget all the silliness you guys may have heard this morning, where ESPN listed as probably one of the 9 chaotic things that could happen this offseason. No, Brandon Ingram's probably going to get the max, and if he doesn't sign the max, that means he relinquished some of that money for David Griffin to address other issues, which are on this roster, right? You can only pencil in Zion Williamson next to B.I., and I think Lonzo's pretty safe. I love what he's come out with lately, and I've got a piece published in tomorrow where I detail how great this kid's look. But other than those three, yeah, I mean, you've got Drew Holiday, you've got all the veterans, right? That's the thing. You want to bring back all these veterans. You want to give this another run because this year, of course, they got sideswiped. No Zion forever. Derek Favors wasn't looking like himself for almost the first 40 games. So I feel like it is a 50-win team, Christian. I'm in favor of him bringing most of these vets back. J.J. Redick wants to be here. Drew Holiday wants to be here. They just need to re-sign Derek Favors. Let's say he gets a 2-year contract. And then you run it back with all these rookies who seem to really be grown before our eyes, right? I mean, when have you seen Zion Williamson, a kid, just play 10 games, overwhelm the NBA? Like I said, we've seen the improvements from Brandon Ingram. He's a 25-point scorer and NBA All-Star for the first time. And like I said, Lonzo's really improved. So I think there are a lot of pieces already there, Christian. So I don't want no major overhaul for sure. You just got to tweak it a little bit here and there.
So far through 10 games, has Zion exceeded your expectations?
Easily, right? It has to be easily. He has, without a jump shot, without knowing any defense, probably not understanding hardly any of his schemes or strategies, is putting up a double-double almost every game and scoring over 20 points in most of those games. That's unheard of, right? For a guy that's relying really on just his athleticism and his instincts to go up against the best. And he's flat out pretty much dominated most nights. So that is not something you see. You don't even see out of the most polished of rookies. So I've been impressed. I don't know how anybody could not be impressed.
Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief for thebirdwrites.com. Looking ahead to the start of the second half of the season for the New Orleans Pelicans, coming off the All-Star break there in action tomorrow night against Portland. And Ollie, what's been, the biggest pleasant surprise of this Pelicans team?
I think it's the fact that the Anthony Davis trade, David Griffin said he was just hoping to get one star back. I think the Pelicans legitimately have 3 young guys, and we're not even counting the draft picks, 3 young guys that are going to be a big part of this future core. Of course, that's Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Josh Hart.
What's been the biggest disappointment?
It has to be, you got to point it at the injuries, right? I mean, when this team's healthy, the starting lineup, they're good. All the numbers say it, your eyes say it. It's just the fact that why can't for once the Pelicans just trot out the starters for 70-plus games together?
Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief of thebirdwrites.com. Ollie, every once in a while I throw a curveball at you, and I know you're a fan of not just basketball, but you certainly watch the NFL. I don't know if you've heard, but the NFL wants to expand the postseason from 6 teams in each conference to 7 in each conference, ultimately putting 14 teams in the postseason. As a football consumer, what do you think about that?
I don't like it. I don't think you need to water down the product, because I'll be honest, those first week of games, those wild card games, usually aren't that good. Nobody really cares, right, until you get to the conference finals and, of course, the actual Super Bowl. So I'm not a fan of it. That's just adding more wear and tear on these guys that can barely make it through a season already.
I disagree with that. I'm all about, give me 6 football games to watch on Wild Card Weekend. I will be there on my couch, and I will not get up until the last game is played and goes final. That's just who I am. I'm just kind of a junkie. I want to see as much of it as I can, but it'll be fascinating to see if it works. Ollie, one of the things that you can also talk about is the CBA in particular. I've said that this is the owner's way, the NFL owner's way of saying, okay, players, we're not asking for the 18-game regular season anymore, but we're going to get you another postseason shot, more money, and that's basically like a concession for them right off the bat. The owners are going, see what we're doing? We're conceding right away.
Yeah, and what'll be – yeah, I guess I can see your valid point right there. I think it just opens up a whole can of worms that nobody's really explored yet. So I'm just leery, you know, of any time. I remember when baseball has watered down competition at first. You know, the wild card is mixed reviews still, just a one playoff game. And same thing with the NBA, when they used to play seven games in the first rounds versus five. So there's been a lot of different arguments for just adding a game here and there. And usually it hasn't panned out well.
I know what I wanted to ask you now that we're talking about it. It was, if you can change one thing, a rule or something in the CBA with the NBA, what would you like to change?
Ooh, I'll tell you what, I fell in love with that All-Star game, right? Where they turned off the shot clock and you had basically a score to get to. I don't think I've ever seen anything that competitive barely in regular season games. So I think that if you can somehow incorporate that to where you're not stopping play, a timeout here, a timeout there, to where last 3 minutes of a game seemingly goes on for half an hour. If you could avoid that and keep that level of intensity up, the crowd doesn't have to, you know, take breaks every 5 seconds, I think that would be incredible.
Yeah, Ali, I've never really been bothered by the pace of play in the NBA. I mean, the games are, you know, 220, 215, 230. I think that's right on par with what their target demo is in terms of who they want consuming these games, and it also appeals to the millennials as well. I think that that's something that the NFL is ultimately trying to do, is get faster, and I think the XFL is showing people that they, you can play that game at a little faster pace. So I'm with you. I'd like to see it even faster, but I'm okay with the current pace of play, but I'll defer to you when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the thing that happens, Christian, is usually that's when the superstar calls happen, right? That's where the James Hardens beat the New Orleans Pelicans, stuff like that. So I've seen it too many. I've been on the wrong end too many times. So I that's why I'm arguing against it.
So let's go NBA real quick, across the NBA right now. Give me the dark horse to keep an eye on in both the Western and Eastern conferences.
Well, in the East, I don't know how you cannot like what Toronto's doing. I mean, they had just recently won 15 games in a row. Nobody thought that they'd be any kind of threat with Kawhi Leonard going, of course, west to the Clippers. But look, outside of Milwaukee Bucks, there is no clear number two out there. Some people thought it was Boston Celtics, but, you know, Kemba's a little hurt, and then they've been up and down. Same thing with the Miami Heat. So I think if anybody, Toronto could surprise some people because they play harder than any team out there, I feel like, in the league consistently. As for the West, you know, that's a tough one, but I'm going to go with a team that I thought at the beginning of the season had a real good chance of surprising people and going to the finals, and that's the Utah Jazz. They're finally putting their stuff together. Mike Conley's kind of back and healthy. When you've got Rudy Gobert, who I know come the playoffs, he kind of becomes irrelevant at times. I just feel like they have enough shooting there with Bogdanovich, Joe Ingles, and they've got Conley, and, of course, Donovan Mitchell. I think that team could surprise a lot of people, including both LA teams.
Ollie, be honest with me here. Have you ever elbowed your way to a Mardi Gras beat or two?
Oh, heck yeah. Are you kidding me? I felt bad when it was somebody half my size.
Hey, whatever it takes to get those beats. Just don't take it away from kids. If it's another adult,
no,
it's fair
exactly.
game.
Yeah, but have you ever – okay, here's one for you then. Have you ever where you got something, but then you wanted that one so much you gave the kid something else off of whatever you had?
No, I've never done that. Typically what I usually do – look, I'm always at parades with my kids, but in the rare occasion where I'm watching it with adults, if there's a kid nearby and it's a really good throw, it's a really neat throw, and the throw might have even been intended somewhat in that direction, then I'm typically gonna hand that to the kid. Look – I don't want any more beads in my house. I don't want them cluttered up anymore.
You don't need another box, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm done with that. Ollie, always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, Christian.
All right, there he goes. Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief for thebirdrights.com. Check him out there at thebirdrights.com. Good stuff covering the New Orleans Pelicans. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.